Just the guitar, okay, cool.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Coco Radio. We are talking about the ways successful people defeat procrastination. 一起来聊聊成功人士战胜拖延的方法。They make themselves accountable to others. 他们对别人负责。我记得上期节目当中我们才聊了他们对自己负责，而今天要聊到的是他们对别人负责。If you can't stay accountable to yourself,You may have more success staying accountable to other people. 如果你不能保持对自己的负责，那你可能更容易做到对别人负责。Tell everyone what you plan to do and talk about your goals. Tell friends, employees, and employers your intentions and you don't want to let them down. For example,If you want to go to the gym every day, ask a friend to test you every evening asking, Did you go to the gym today? 告诉大家你的计划并且谈论你的目标，告诉朋友、员工、雇主你的打算，你并不想让他们失望。比如说，如果你想每天去健身房，叫一个朋友每天晚上发信息问你，你今天去健身房了吗？我觉得如果说真的不想去或是坚持不了的话，自己应该会觉得反感吧，为什么每天都会收到一样的问题呢？ Another suggestion is to start documenting and sharing your journey. A blog or vlog where you share the projects you are working on and your progress will encourage you to get things done.Allowing yourself to be under public scrutiny can help light a fire under you. 还有个建议就是开始记录并且分享你的进程，在微博上或是视频播客上晒出正在进行的项目以及获得的进步，将会督促你把事情做完，把自己置身于公众的审查之下，可以点燃你体内的热情哦。Okay, that's what we talk about today, the ways successful people defeat procrastination. They make themselves accountable to others. 成功人士战胜拖延的方法，他们不仅对自己负责，也对别人负责。Okay, 如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio。或者可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Yuki 安夏，可以找到我，同时也可以添加我的个人微信 DJ 下横线 UKKI。 所以呢，一起来见证一下我是如何利用各种各样的记录来对自己负责的。 OK